Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections, and it's really Hollywood Connections because today we have some amazing miracle stories. We have a film director, and I've got to give directions to one of my VIP guests that's coming to the station. And thank you so much for joining me. And TikTok, I love TikTok. I don't know how many of you are on TikTok and you love TikTok as much as I do under Dawn Reese Show. And I have a lot of giveaways on TikTok. Actually, I'm doing some shout outs. If you put in Dawn Reese Show, I'm giving some keto drinks away. And tell me why you would like the keto drink on TikTok, and you get five of these and free shipping. So anyways, I have a VIP guest that's on the phone, and we're going to join that in just a minute. But let's start out with some Christmas music. Remember Donnie Most from Happy Days? He played Ralph Malph. Well, guess what? He's been on my show many times, and we're so excited because he sent me a song that we have played over the last 2 years. And let's play Donnie Most's music, and we'll be right back with our miracle story.
Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tinkle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He'll be the answers to the prayers that you've made through the year. You'll get yours if you've done everything you should. Extra special good, he'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag. Christmas is here again. Let's go!
Thank you.
prayers that you've made through the years. You'll get yours if you've done everything you should. Extra special good. Make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have.
Love that swing band music, Donnie Most from Happy Days, and you can download his music and everything. And I do, before I get to my guest, I have one shout out, and it is Jay Brett, S-A-L-A-Z-A-R. He actually is the one on TikTok that said the game quiz show that he knew who David White was. So congratulations, we have another one as well. Okay, is my guest on the line? Hi, as long as you're not on speaker, we're good to go, because we're on 3 FM, 3 AM. Are you there?
Yes, we are.
Hi. So I found you on TikTok. What is your name on TikTok?
Farming TBI Dad.
Okay, so I see you on here right now, Farming underscore THI Dad. And so everybody follow, he's live on the air with me. And so you were telling me a little miracle story, a major miracle story. What happened to your son? Do you want to just kind of start us out of, you know, hope and miracle story for the season?
Sure, be glad to. And that's TBI Dad, which stands for traumatic brain injury.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, I didn't have my... See, I got to get stronger glasses. Got to get stronger glasses. These are dollar store. First, I have to ask you, how long have you been on TikTok?
I have been following TikTok for about 6 months, and I told my wife about 30 days ago, I told her, I said, okay, so we've been told that we should tell our story, and but yet we didn't really know an avenue. And I told her, I said, I think this is it. I think God's leading us in a direction that this is where we should go and how we should tell it. And so I had followed it for 6 months and kind of tried to figure out exactly how it all worked, and then jumped in there about 5 weeks ago.
Amazing. And how many followers do you have? Because you're live on my TikTok. They can follow you right now as well. So how many followers do you have since you started?
Pushing 31,000.
31,000. Wow. And how about likes?
Oh, I don't know. I never even looked at that.
I'll have to double check if I don't tilt over my, it says, let me see here. Let me go. It says 1616K on mine. Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's a strange thing because our oldest son works at Colorado Christian University. He's over the extended education, the master's program. And I told him here, I don't know, about 3 weeks ago, I said, well, I started on TikTok. And he's like, are you kidding me, Dad? Why are you doing on TikTok? And I said, well, we felt like this was a good platform to tell our story and tell Travis the story, and felt like we'd jump in. And he's like, oh, I can't believe that. And is my mom or my wife, she's sitting here, and she said, well, he must not be doing too bad because he's got 15,000 followers at this point. And he said, no, you guys don't know what you're looking at. There's only 150. And she said, no, there's 15,000. And then he said, no, maybe 1,500. And she said, well, what does 15K mean to you? And he's like, holy cow, Dad, I can't believe that you've made that much of an impact on this short period of time of 10 days.
That's
so
amazing.
It's been kind of a wild ride to kind of watch it.
Well, we had Tanya Lee Lewis on, a comedian, last week from TikTok, and she's got a couple million followers. Oh my gosh, so funny and laughable. And I, like I said, I'm enjoying TikTok as well for the new ones that have been joining, and it's under Dawn Reese Show. Tell us about your miracle story. What happened to your son?
Okay, well, we live basically in a cornfield in southwest Indiana, and we're just kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And our son, we've got four kids. We've got three boys and one girl, and Travis is our second son. And he was going to college to be a school teacher, but his emphasis was on coaching football and coaching baseball. And so he was going to a university that was about 65 miles away, and we kept him home on a Monday, thinking because there was an ice storm that had moved in, so we wanted to wait a day. But he said, I need to get back to school because I've got a report on the trials and tribulations of Job. So we're like, well, okay, but, you know, we're going to have to. And we thought the next morning, we thought it was okay. We thought we'll be good. And so I was headed to the farm show in Louisville. My wife was at work, and I get a phone call from a local friend who was the sheriff at that time. And he wanted to know where I was at. And I said, well, I'm on my way to the farm show in Louisville. He said, you need to turn around. Your son's been involved in a very serious car accident.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway, my wife got the same phone call. We ended up, the state police picked me up. The local sheriff picked my wife up. And it ended up that we were supposed to go north, but we ended up going south to the hospital. And when we got to the hospital, we thought everything was good. But yet we wasn't sure. He ended up, what happened was he went into a spin on the ice and ended up getting a pickup and ended up into a ditch. Well, the back, he had a little grand damn car, and the back bumper was shoved all the way up against the back of the front seat. And I've got pictures on TikTok of what his car looked like. It looked really, really bad. But the first time we got to see Travis, why, it was kind of a miracle to see that. We just thought he looked like he was asleep. Really never gave it any clue what, you know, what was going to happen or what everything looked like. And of course, you know, when you go through one of those things, there's really no roadmap that tells you where to go, how to get there.
Right.
So we ended up that night, and my wife's here with me, and so is Travis. They're both here listening to the show.
Hi, Travis.
Hi. He says hi.
How old is Travis now?
He's 34 now, and he was 22 at the time of his accident. And he's getting a little emotional right now. So anyway.
Well, we are so excited that you're giving this story. Now, something happened, too, after the accident. Do you want to tell us what happened?
Well, I'm going to let my wife explain that.
Okay.
So you're talking about the out-of-body experience?
Yes, because a lot of people don't realize what happened, and you had an out-of-body experience, or he had an out-of-body experience. And I'll tell you, I've read a lot of stories. I've had people on my show that has happened, and just to hear what story is just amazing to give faith and hope as well for the holidays.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. My kids always had a knack of telling me things as I'm driving down the road. So I'm driving down the road, and Travis looked at me and he said, you know, I died, right? And just really got me. And I'm like, no, you're still here. And he said, no, I died. So to kind of shorten it up a little bit, he ended up telling me that he seen himself laying in his car.
He floated out of his body, but he felt he could see everything going on.
Well, he told me he could see himself.
Okay.
And then he was immediately with Christ.
Wow.
And he said that Christ had all kinds of lights behind him, like reds and yellows and oranges. And so I'm kind of thinking, okay, maybe he's just seeing all the emergency lights coming towards him, because I didn't want to lead him in any way with the story. And he said, no, he said there was lights all around him. And he said he hugged me and told me how much he loved me, and I told him I loved him too. And he said he gave me a choice. He asked me if I wanted to go with him or if I wanted to stay, which to me is gives me reassurance and just the acknowledgement that, you know, Christ fights for us even in those few seconds after death. He still is fighting to save us. He still wants us with him.
I've heard that. That's amazing. And so he had the choice of staying or going to heaven. And what made him want to come back after seeing this glorious, you know, heaven that we have? I know he's listening, and this is so important, because a lot of people don't believe in God and don't believe in the afterlife. And what you're telling us is amazing. And I'm so honored to have you both all on my show. So what was the choice of what did he say to God?
He told him that his mother would be mad.
Your mom would be mad.
And I'm like, you're telling the creator of the universe that your mom's going to be mad. Oh my goodness, Travis, I can't believe you did that.
Oh.
But then a couple weeks after that, he reaffirmed it again. He asked me who the baby was that he was holding.
Hmm.
And I said, well, you were by yourself. You weren't holding anyone. And he said, I was holding a little boy.
Okay.
And so I had a thought in my head who it might be. So I had went upstairs, got in the attic, and got out a picture. Mike had lost a brother, and the little boy was 2.5 years old, and he had drowned in our farm pond.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And when I showed Travis the picture of Mike and his two brothers as little boys, he said, that's who I was holding. And he pointed at Mike's brother, who had drowned.
Oh, my gosh. So, and he never knew about the other child then?
Well, he had known about him, but it had been years and years.
We had never really had that picture out anywhere.
No.
It was one of those things that my mom had found that picture, and we had some reprints of it made, and it had been upstairs in the upstairs section of the house. So it was something that we really just never talked a whole lot about. And it was just kind of a fluke thing. But the other wild part about this is that we never talked about this story at all. We never spoke to anybody else, never even told our family about it. And whenever I came home that night, I had been in the field, and he tells me the exact same story that he'd told my wife. Well, 2 years later, we happened to run into the two EMTs that worked his accident. And so we're talking to them, we're thanking them for everything that they did for Travis. And so we mentioned to them, we said, you know, he's told us this story, but we just don't know what to think about it. And so we told them that exact story, and they both looked at one another, and they said, he did die.
Wow.
The one EMT said, I was in the car. He was so big that they couldn't hardly get him out from underneath the steering wheel. He's a big boy to start with. He was 6'2", weighed 212 pounds when he had his accident. But she said, I was in the car. She said, I was giving him CPR. She said, I was beating on his chest. And she said, I was just so scared that something was going to happen to him because I was friends with you guys, and I did not want him taking his last breath under my watch. And she said, I just kept beating on his chest and keep beating on his chest. And she said, all of a sudden, he takes this huge breath, and all of a sudden, he comes back to life.
Wow, amazing. Now, you also had something you wanted to tell people about the doctors. And you know, so if they're going through that same situation of something or of hope we were talking about on the phone.
Well, whenever, you know, our whole thing, whenever we started this whole process here in the last month or so, was that what we want to do is be able to possibly have an effect on maybe somebody that's going through the hospital, that maybe they're going through COVID, maybe they're going through the same kind of accident what Travis is going through. Maybe it's a nurse that has struggled and is, you know, they're just worked so hard right now. But, you know, to know, let them know that we, through our foundation, Travis was able to go down on the field at St. Louis Cardinal game and throw out first pitch. And we get back up to our seat, and this nurse comes up. We didn't know she was a nurse at the time. This lady comes up, she's crying, and she said, hey, she said, finally got her under control. She said, I had to find you guys. She said, I was sitting on the other side of the stadium, and she said, I looked down on the field, I hear his name, and I knew I had to find you. And so we're like, okay. And she said, do you remember me? And we're like, well, I'm not sure. She said, well, I was his nurse in ICU. And she said, the wild part about that is they told us that he had died. And she said, I can't tell you what that means to me, because she said, I've been doing this for 27 years in the ICU. And she said, I had come to the point where I just didn't know if I was making a difference in people's lives. And she said, when I looked down there on the field, she said, I like to lost my mind. She said, I'm screaming and crying, and nobody in the luxury box that I'm in had any idea what I was getting so excited about. And I kept telling them, I've got to find those people. So that was the wild thing, is that, you know, you go through this, and you know, we have been so blessed through this whole thing and through TikTok even of how people have stepped out and started telling their stories about certain things that happened. And we had a lot of things happen in Travis's situation that was, there's just no way that he's not here today if God didn't have a hand in it.
You bet.
There's just absolutely no way at all.
You said he's good friends with a famous football player?
Yeah, his buddy is Mr. Tim Tebow.
Aww.
And it is wild. He really gets excited. He was on TV the other morning on ESPN, and he like awoke the whole house up. Travis seen it, and he was just screaming through the house. But, you know, it's been a fun thing to watch because my wife does one of the Night to Shines here in our area. But Tim is one of the most sincere and greatest people that I've ever met. We've been able to go to Tim's golf scramble there in Jacksonville and at Sawgrass, which is a beautiful, gorgeous golf course. But it's just been a fun experience to watch because Tim treats him just like he's a brother. And we followed Tim through a lot of his baseball games throughout this part of the area. We've even went so far as clear down to South Carolina to watch him play baseball. So yeah, they've got a real special connection, and Travis has got his own little shrine of Tim Tebow collection items. So yeah, it's kind of a cool thing.
That is so funny. You know what? I have a screenwriter that's here. And what do you think of his story? Here's your microphone right here. I have miracle stories and things that happen to people. And his son had died, went to heaven. Long story short, he told God that God said, do you want to come here or do you want to go back? He said, my mom will be mad at me. So he ended up going back to earth. And so we have a Christian screenwriter here. What timing is this? And what do you think about this? Maybe somebody could pick this up for a movie.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. Listening to this, I'm almost in tears. And I think...
Me too. I weigh the Kleenex.
Really. I am almost in tears listening to this. And it says...
Right there, in front of it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he just wanted... The engineer said in front of the microphone. There you go. He's waving at us. Okay, cool.
And, you know... God works in strange and mysterious ways. I think that as a screenwriter, I was meant to be here today.
You are, because I had somebody that canceled that got hurt on something.
I know.
And all of a sudden, I'm getting like, I feel the Spirit of God just moving through this.
I do too.
Yeah. And then you were like, when can I be on your show?
Yeah.
And I'm like, how about tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I'll get you in.
I want to hear more about Travis because... It seems to me that the Spirit came up in me and said, ask how you can write a screenplay about this event.
Wow.
And I really want to hear more about this story. And if I can write a screenplay about it, then...
Wow.
I know. I feel the same way. I feel chills.
Yeah.
And it's a possibility. The screenplay that I wrote recently... And I'll tell you the story about this. I had to undergo, an operation. And it was the first time I ever had an operation in my life. And when I came out of the operation, I started writing. I never wrote a screenplay in my life. And I started writing and writing and writing. And the screenplay won an award at the festival.
Was that the International Christian Film Festival?
This was the Salty Earth Film Festival.
Okay, I'm sorry, I got two of them mixed.
And it's a miracle, you know. I mean, anytime you go and have an operation, you don't know if you're going to come out or not. And God must have had a plan for me. And it was to write. And I started writing. And at first, you know, it just turned into a short film. And then God said, continue to write. Make this into a full-length screenplay. So I continued to write, and I continued to write. And I submitted it, and it was nominated for... for two. It won one. The other one is still pending. And this is something that I never did before in my life. I was an actor all of my life. And I was a producer, and I was a director in New York, and acted opposite, you know, some famous people, Susan Sarandon, and then, you know, I said to myself, you know, I mean, I did this all my life. Now I want a family. I want to meet somebody that I can have a family with.
And who is this beautiful lady over here?
This is my wife.
Say hello.
Hello, everybody. I'm very, very happy to be here. And I thank God that I could be here with such a wonderful host as Miss Dawn Reese.
Ah, Sarah, thank you.
And my gift from God, Tim Lewis, and my other gift from God, my beautiful, precious baby girl, Romagna Lewis.
Well, it goes so fast, and I want to, you know, just, I have to have you on part two.
Sure.
But in the meantime, not you. I mean, our miracle story. Yes. And this is where it happens, and then I'll connect the two of you about this. And then how do you think about that? Would you be interested in this?
You're talking to us?
Yes.
I think, you know, for some reason, we've been told this for a long time that, you know, that Travis has a story that needs to be told, and but yet we wasn't sure how to go about it. And then whenever we found TikTok, we thought, well, maybe this is the place to kind of tell his story, because, like I said, we're out in the middle of a cornfield, and so, you know, we don't have no connections too much to anything. But, you know, Travis is, through his accident, he's got to make some attachments to some really incredible people along the way. And you know, we've started a foundation, and in that foundation, why it's been amazing to be able to help other families. You know, we've helped 887 families and have give out almost $250,000 that we're coming up on. So, you know, we've got so many different stories. I mean, we've got one that I'm going to tell real soon with a guy that was a heart transplant that, you know, that went through a donor. That is an incredible story. It's just amazing that, you know, we've been given this opportunity. It's one of those things that we're trying to make the best of a really bad situation for Travis, and hope that maybe we can help somebody else out along the way.
Well, I've had a lot of people from different breakthrough movie, and how her son had died, and she came in praying, saying, you know, he's coming back. Holy Spirit, bring him back. From so many, and you can get that on my digital business card up on TikTok as well, and see miracle stories. But I want to thank you. It's going to go so fast. I'm going to hook the two of you up, and I know there's more, so stay tuned. And this screenwriter that's here, tell everybody your name.
Tim Lewis.
Tim Lewis. And your beautiful wife is Sarah.
Yes.
All right, guys, we got to say goodbye and tell your son we love him and we can't wait to meet you. And where are you from?
We are from Plainville, Indiana.
Okay, so Indiana.
Wow. I'm very familiar with Indiana. My father was born in French Lick, Indiana.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's Harry Bird. That is 45 minutes from us.
Yes, yes.
That is amazing.
This was meant to be. You know, I loved Indiana. I love Indiana. But we used to go there so much. I was brought up in Ohio. And but my father, you know, was brought up in French Lick, Indiana, and we used to go there quite frequently. And I love Indiana. I just love Indiana. I love my grandma so much. She made such beautiful food, blackberry cobbler and fried chicken. And I'm getting hungry just talking about it.
Well, we want to. I'm going to hook the two of you. We have to go because I have another half hour show here, or a 15 minute show. But we want to thank you for calling in. I'm going to definitely hook the two of you up.
Nice meeting you.
Definitely meant
wonderful
to be.
Wonderful meeting you.
What a miracle story. Yeah. And give your son a big hug for me. And I can't wait to see all the. I know you're on my TikTok. So tell everybody hi on TikTok that you're just on the air with me. And God bless you all.
Thank you very much, Dawn. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, that's what it's about. And we didn't know. Now, I want to thank the Jabba Brothers, because I was helping them in a casting for their TV series, and that's how I met you guys.
Yes.
And I always thank people that help me. So thank you to Jabba Brothers, Brian Jabba and his brother.
Yes.
And so I know we have a few more minutes. I do have another. What are you doing next week?
Next week, I'm pretty free. I like to come back on your show, you know, because what I'm doing right now is I want to get a trailer, you know, for my film, because I have, you know, some very strong possibilities that it's going to get. I'm going to get a distributor because the last film I worked on, I worked on two films, Legacy of Love and a film called Harvey, and they were both shot in Florida.
Okay.
And A Legacy of Love is a Christian film. Harvey is a film that's not a Christian film, but it's a film with a strong message. And it was wonderful meeting these people. Johnny Alonso was brought in as one of the directors from Los Angeles, who's a very popular actor. He also starred in it. And I sent the synopsis to the cinematographer and the director, and they loved it. And he said, "Tim, the best thing you can do is get a trailer, and then we can show it to people, and then you can get a distributor and you get this film made." And
that's what did you now with what you're doing with your screenwriting? You've got the script. Do you have the actors and everything all set?
I have some of them. Yes. I have some of the actors, Johnny Alonso, who is a LA-based actor. He's going to be in it and possibly co-direct. And then I have some other good actors, some of them from LA, some of them from New York, some of them from Florida, quite a few.
Are you going to be shooting here in Florida?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
When are you planning this?
The first thing I want to do is I'm trying to raise money for the trailer, mm-hmm. because, to make a trailer, it cost a few $1,000s. And, and that's, one of the reasons I'm on the show. Possibly, who knows, I might get a secret investor here that can invest in a Christian film, and they would start off by just investing in the trailer, which would be like a few $1,000s is all.
Right, and that happens mm-hmm. too. A lot of people don't realize, and I just met somebody that wanted to have a movie, but he was writing his script out, but he doesn't. Mm-hmm. What's your background in screenplay writing?
In screenplay writing, I don't have a background.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This was the first screenplay I ever wrote.
Good for you.
And the first screenplay I ever wrote won, the festival award.
And, amazing. And so did you send in the script or did you send
it? I sent in the script.
Okay.
Yeah, to the festival and won.
Have you heard of the International Christian Film Festival?
I have, yes.
Amazing. I've been involved in that for the last couple of years, and you can send in. They're always looking for best artists, best Christian artists, best film directors, and I've been nominated the last 3 years, and I can get my friends to help me with a good opening, but it's like the Golden Globe Awards for the Christian Film Festival. It is so phenomenal. Mm. Of course, they did it on a virtual this last year, mm-hmm. but still was like the Golden Globes, and Marty Jean runs that as well up there, and it's in Orlando.
Yes, I'm familiar with that, and I want to, enter in more festivals as well. And I also wrote, some other things. I'm writing another screenplay now, and I wrote a series, which with my wife, called Angel's Highway, which is a beautiful series. This particular film, is about a young man that loses his Marine father in Afghanistan, and he becomes rebellious, and he meets a man by the name of Tyrone, who is a drug dealer. But he's a drug dealer with a genius IQ. And he recites Shakespeare. And when the lead character, Jamie, gets enticed into the world of drugs and crime, he meets this girl and at school. And her name is Leah. And she is a beautiful Christian girl. And he has to make a choice now. Good.
Can I ask you, mm-hmm. I know, because we have, and this goes so fast, and we have another segment here at 6:45.
Sure.
Can I have you come back on the first hour next week?
Sure.
And we'll have more time, and it's not rushing.
Oh, of course.
That would be wonderful. Yeah. And then I know I have another caller, Ashley Pierce, 1991 from TikTok, is on as well.
Okay.
And let's have you come back so we don't rush anything. And I know we have Carrie coming up on her segment. But I have to get Ashley on. We got to run that Farmer and the Bell commercial. And then Ashley Pierce, she's just going to tell us something. We're going to get her on again more next week.
Okay.
But she's just going to introduce herself. It goes, like I said, so fast here. And we need sponsors for our show. We pay. I pay for my own airtime. And that's where, you know, anybody, at Dawn Reese Show on PayPal, Dawn Reese Show on PayPal, that you can help support this show to
I believe in miracles, you know, and maybe this was one tonight.
It is. I'll tell you, especially writing a screenplay, maybe you could connect with him, his screenplay. And we know people that have production.
Yes.
And you never know. Well, let's go to that commercial. We'll be right back with Ashley, and I'll be right back.
So, if you love Hallmark holiday movies, you'll love The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land, on video on demand, cable, and DVD. When a famous model returns to her childhood home and reconnects with a long-lost pen pal, she just may find what true beauty really is.
I came here looking for something I haven't found yet.
Maybe you found it and just don't know it.
The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land. See it beginning November 17th on video on demand, cable, and DVD.
That's Farmer and the Bell. Go to Farmer and the Bell on Facebook. And Jen sent me the, oh my God, the movie is adorable. I got it from Prime Video. And then I'm going to be giving away my favorite bracelet that says, God, all things are possible over the holidays on TikTok as well.
Beautiful,
I love it.
Dawn.
So Ashley Pierce, are you there?
Yes.
Hi. I know we went over because we have miracle stories, but I want to let everyone know by next week, what I'd like to do is have you give your miracle motivational story and just give us a little hint what it will be, because I have like 3 minutes and I have another show here. And then we'll have you back. But let's just give them a little teaser. Can you? And I have a screenwriter here, so you never know.
Okay.
Sounds good.
It's basically just about my mom and how I grew up, and
about how when you were growing up and then how you were on your own so young, I think.
Yeah, basically my grandparents raised me. My mom kind of didn't want to have nothing to do with me in a way, and I've always tried to have a relationship with her. But my grandparents were basically the ones who raised me.
Gotcha. Well, that's another miracle story, Ashley. And I do want to say something. Ashley Pierce, 1991 on TikTok. Please take off speaker because it's hard because we're on six stations, 3 FM, 3 AM. And I want to say, Ashley is a believer in God. She is so adorable. And she's getting the hits on TikTok. And so please, actually, everybody add her as well. And Ashley, we love you. We're going to get more of your story about how you got on your own as well. I got two more minutes. But thank you, Ashley. We're going to get you on next week. That was a teaser for next week. How's that?
You're welcome. Awesome.
All right. Bye, Ashley. Okay. And then give your social media, Tim, where people can find you.
Yes. I'm on Facebook. You can messenger me there. Tim Lewis in Clearwater, Florida. Any other contact information I should give?
Facebook? Social media?
My email is timthestar@msn.com.
Perfect. Well, we're going to have you back next week and tell more about you as an actress and your kind of acting background and all the things that you've done and kind of do that in the holiday season.
Sounds
as well.
Good.
All right. Thank
Wonderful.
You. Stay tuned. We're going to be right
Thanks,
back.
Dawn.
And let's play, while we're changing guests, let's play DeborahHampton.com, her Christmas music. And we'll be right back. And I'm going to be back on Facebook in just a minute. All right. All right. I'm going to end this.
Light a candle, you can make a wish, you can say a prayer, you can make believe. There's a joy in the air this time of year. People get together, holidays and cheer. Magical. Christmas makes it happen.
more. And we're back. And I'm going to go live on Facebook right now. This is Carrie K. Davis. She's one of our Beauty Queen reporters as well. Tell everybody your title, Carrie.
I am the health and wellness coach for Florida. And that's my title. And I really love doing that. I love helping people. And so my passion was to start a show called Living a Healthy Lifestyle.
But what's your title we gave you? Your Beauty Queen title.
The Health and Wellness.
That's right.
Yeah, I just said that. I said Health and Wellness Coach. Yes.
But that's her title. She's got a beautiful sash and crown.
Hi.
All right, take it away. And what's your segment about?
Tonight we're going to be talking with Carolyn Blessin. And she is a part of something amazing called the Butterfly Home.
So, I see that beautiful butterfly in your shirt, your jacket.
So, Carolyn, tell me a little bit about why is your Butterfly Home different, assisted living facility, and how it all got started.
All right, so let me introduce myself a little bit. My name is Caroline Blessin.
Oh, he needs you right in front of the microphone. Look, you have to watch my engineer. Okay, he needs you in front. There you go. There you go.
Okay. My name is Caroline Blessin. I own an assisted living. Which is a 6-bed, and which is in Ruskin as well. I have 2 boys and my husband. We actually moved from St. Pete to Ruskin, and we opened up this cute little assisted living, a different kind of assisted living, 1.5 years before.
That's awesome. Phenomenal.
Awesome. So what makes your food unique? Because I love to get your food. Last time I was there, it was in February, and you had all kinds of snacks and goodies and stuff. So
that's right. I mean, what we make it unique is our veggies from our garden, which we like to pick it up, and cooking from scratch. And we try to include all kind of spices into it. When I say spices, the medicinal herbs and the spices like cardamom, turmeric. I'm so sure you'll be hearing all this a lot. Cardamom, cinnamon, turmeric. So that gives a lot of flavor to the food, and we work as a holistic approach. We give a holistic approach towards it.
So how long have you been doing that?
Which, the spices and things?
The whole, your whole business.
1.5 years now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I want to share that I went to the Butterfly House and I sang, and it's all on Facebook from last year, and that was for Valentine's Day, and then I also sang for holidays. So I'm going to sing again this holiday when you do your holiday
Absolutely.
Party.
We are looking forward to that, and thank you so much for, you know, coming and volunteering. It really opened up. For my residents, it's something we always like to give, something to look forward for them, something always. So that is what we are looking forward to. Aww. So speaking about activities, we have activities coming up for December 18th. We have an outdoor Christmas party. So we will be, I'm going to have a lot of volunteers.
Don, you're invited too.
Yes.
Ooh, like Christmas parties.
Yes, we like it too. And especially we need to give some positivity around, you know, the whole town as well. So.
And what do your residents do? I just love to go see the residents. They're just so awesome, and they love to hear the music. And so what do they do during this time?
Our residents are very busy. We try to keep them very much occupied. As in the morning, we start with our chair yoga, okay? And everybody will think, how can you do chair yoga? We sit on the chair, and we can do a lot of stretches and movements. And we also do with exercises with the resistant bands. And that's very important. And we do that. And then we come up with other activities. We play bingo. We all kind of board games, card games. And then very specifically, we do have our tea time. Tea time every day, 2:30.
Oh.
Our residents look forward to see that every day.
Awesome.
They love it. I mean, fresh baked goodies, different kinds of teas.
So tell me, we just have a few more minutes. Following you on Facebook, which I've done, and you can also go on her Facebook site and put a, if you've gone to the Butterfly Home too, which I've been gonna do that for you. So
thank you, and definitely to reach us again, you can reach us on www.ourbutterflyhome.com, which is our website. And we have the Facebook page as well. It's called Our Butterfly Home. And you can see all our events. If you're curious to see what we are, you can definitely go to our page and it'll explain everything. What kind of activities, what kind of food. We take so much pride in our tea time and our snacks and any kind of meals. Our residents always tell us, every day we have something. I don't know how you have all this energy, but they say, am I in a five-star hotel? I have several residents tell me the same thing. They come in the morning, especially it's a holiday season. They say, what did you do now? I said, well, you have to find it out. So they will go around the house to find out what new we have in the building. So right now we have advent calendars, which we do until the 24th. So they look forward to get an ornament from that every day and put it and hang it on the tree. So we are more focused about what to give them or what for them to look forward to. We are very much focused with that.
Well, I enjoyed being at the Butterfly Home, and you kept also like goodies and stuff for them, and you made like homemade stuff. I can't remember all the stuff that you
made. Hot cocoa. We made hot cocoa with chocolate chips straight from the oven.
and you even had some sugar sweets, too.
Absolutely. We tried to balance it off with the oranges and apples, and, you know, we always have special you know, we have to spoil them in a good way as well.
But the residents are eating healthy.
Absolutely.
So that's really
we focus
matters,
more on the healthy
right?
facts of it. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So what do you expect for the future real quick?
We are looking forward to expand it, and we want to go at least to a 40-bed assisted living facility, which we want to do really. We want to make it definitely like a different kind of assisted living, which we are right now. We are very much focused on the residents' well-being. You know, we want them to be healthy as much as they can with the food as well.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's so great, Carolyn. I'm so glad that you were on the show tonight of Living a Healthy Lifestyle segment. And I'm looking forward to coming and hanging out with you and doing the Christmas party with all the residents.
Absolutely. We are looking forward as well. We have so many events, programs, which is already lined up. So we will be finalizing this by this week. But I just want to quickly say one more thing. We let the residents to take the advantage what they have in the garden. Like if they want to weed, we will let them to weed with the family's permission and ours. And with our supervision as well.
And give your website one more time.
www.ourbutterflyhome.com.
There you go.
And our Facebook page is Our Butterfly Home. You can follow us over there to find out what we do different. And it's definitely, it's worth to visit it. It is, again, Our Butterfly Home.
Well, thank you very much.
And thank you very much, Carrie, for giving us such a great opportunity.
Oh,
you know,
you're
really
welcome.
Appreciate it. And we are
I
looking
really
forward.
I appreciate you.
We are looking forward for the December 18th.
Okay, so hang around. I got Shirley on the line.
Thank you.
And this is Carrie's Beauty Queen Special, Hollywood Productions.
Is Shirley on the line?
Okay. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Awesome, awesome. So, Shirley, you are a lot like I am. You're a life coach, correct? You do the meal planning, yoga, fit food tolerance, tasting meal plans, and this is all done through what you do for a living, right?
That is true. I'm a nutritionist, and I own South Shore Wellness, which is located in Apollo Beach. And we basically are a virtual and mobile business. So we can do meal planning online. We can come to you. We do educational workshops. Basically, our mission is to promote health and wellness for all through education and initiatives.
So when did this start for you? This whole thing that you've been involved in?
Well, nutrition. Yeah, nutrition has been a big part of my life. I graduated from St. FX in Nova Scotia, Canada, and with my nutrition degree. And then I recently just started South Shore Wellness in the beginning of 2017. And, that's we do meal planning and
tell me a little bit about your meal
services.
Your meal planning and your fit food tolerance
sure.
tasting.
Right. Well, I am super excited. Thank you for asking. We are offering customized meal plans for individuals and families. And currently, our newest service is food intolerance testing. So basically, it's a no-risk, non-invasive fit test. Fit test meaning food intolerance test.
Wow, that sounds interesting.
And we use hair samples that are sent to a lab that we are working with in Tampa.
Wow, I would really like to talk to them about that. That would be amazing. So tell me about the when the food tolerance testing gets done, then you can you can sit down with your clients and figure out what their meal plans are.
That's exactly it. Once the test is completed, the results are used as a gentle guide to follow, and the client would be monitoring their symptoms in addition to the foods that they're eating. And then we would provide a meal plan to help them keep them on track.
Wow, that's awesome. Awesome, awesome. So for the future, you're going to be maybe doing a lot of this stuff in what location that you're going to be located in and that that you can give our listeners.
Sure. Well, first of all, I'd like to just mention that some people may not understand why they should get a food or intolerance test.
Oh, yeah. And go ahead. We have about 2 minutes, honey.
Okay. So if they have issues with food sensitivities, some symptoms might be nausea, stomach pain, gas, bloating, vomiting, heartburn, diarrhea, headaches, irritability, or nervousness, and a few common food allergy or sensitivities are sensitivities to dairy, sulfites, glucose, fructose, and caffeine.
Oh, wow.
And basically what triggers these food intolerances is the absence of a much-needed enzyme that our body needs to digest the food.
That's
so like
interesting.
A lactose intolerance would, you know, a common symptom is irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, no.
So basically you can do the hair test, which measures your levels of the IgG, which is an antibody that produces our bodies produce, that's the most common antibody.
Sure.
And based on the results, we can design a meal plan based on that. And then hopefully you can start to, that would be the first step towards your journey to optimal health.
Okay.
So
well, is there some time we can have, yeah, is there some time we can have you on the show so we can go over this again?
I know we have a minute and 15 seconds.
Sure. So you can find out more if you want to email FL South Shore Wellness.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
All right, honey. We'll...
Or you could call or visit our website to learn more, www.southshore.wellness.net.
Well, thank you for being on the show tonight, Shirley. I wish we would have had more time, but you'll come back again, right?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Thank you.
I have to give a shout out for children on the 20th over at beaminghope.org. They're giving children over $1,000 worth of gifts for kids. So if you want children that need gifts for the holidays, beaminghope.org in Largo. And Carrie, any last words?
Just live that healthy lifestyle. Just keep on taking care of yourself. The 5-step program, mindset, water.
And where are we going roller skating?
Nutrition, exercise, and sleep. Soon.
I got free tickets.
Yeah, Astro Skate. Yep. My wrist is back to normal again.
Remember, you've got all the
gold. WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.